Catholics across the country are taking in news of yesterday's release of church documents showing decades of sexual abuse by priests in the Boston Archdiocese. The documents, personnel files of 8 priests, included allegations that one priest had sexually abused young women studying to become nuns, and another used and provided drugs to minors. Joining us to talk about reaction to these documents is Reverend Robert Bullock. He's the pastor of Our Lady of Sorrows Church in Sharon, Massachusetts. Father Bullock, the documents released yesterday provide some pretty shocking evidence of abuse by priests and attempts by the Archdiocese to avoid scandal. First of all, were you surprised by what was revealed in these files?
Well, I was surprised. I was surprised at some of the names, and I was surprised at the magnitude and the comprehensiveness of the crimes, and also just another example of the enormous suffering on the part of survivor victims of clerical abuse.
You mentioned that you were surprised by some of the names that were revealed in those documents. Did you know some of these, these people? You did?
Yeah.
Have you been in touch with them?
Well, I have been in touch with one of them. The others I didn't know about. I did not know this person was even suspected. So I've not been in touch with him, but I have been in touch with one of them, and I had been convinced of his innocence.
Let me ask you something about what has happened, trying to understand it. I think people are seeking to try, and both Catholic and non-Catholics are trying to figure this out. It seems that the hierarchy has been incredibly blind. And did they somehow think that they were doing the right thing, that protecting the church, forgiving fellow priests their sins was more important than protecting children? I mean, how were they weighing their values in the decisions they were making throughout this? Do you understand that?
No, it is inexplicable. The only thing you can try to say is that they were operating or thinking in a very small perspective. They weren't thinking, they weren't thinking with Catholicity. They weren't thinking in any kind of large perspective. They were thinking about their own positions, their own relationships, their own power and authority. I don't think it was protecting the church from scandal. I think it was protecting the leadership from scandal.
Are you going to be talking to your parishioners about this at Mass on Sunday?
Yes.
How are you going to begin to talk about it?
Well, it's the second Sunday of Advent for us. Advent is a time of being alert, wide awake, conscious, aware. It's a time for knowing. I think the urging now is that we, priests and people, must take initiative and must be responsible for rebuilding that trust and confidence.
Do you have any insight into how these enormous mistakes were made? Is there something about the life of a priest, perhaps it's too sheltered, or the culture of the priesthood that somehow could have contributed to this?
It is clericalism. It is clericalism. Clericalism is a state of secrecy, of immunity, of privilege, of lack of accountability. Clericalism is like this great malaise, and clericalism in all its forms must be identified and removed.
You are chair of the Boston Priests Forum. You've brought in lawyers to advise local priests on how to respond if accused of abuse of minors. Do you see the release of these documents as contributing to an already sort of adverse climate for priests?
Without a question. I think the climate for priests is adverse. And I think one priest said that we priests are suffering from skyrocketing stress and plummeting prestige. And I think that's true. And I think our image, the image of the Catholic priest, has suffered grave damage. I mean, this is for a lot of priests, this news is so overpowering and so shattering that it's very hard for them to be healers themselves when they feel so damaged by what is happening.
Thank you, Father Bullock.
Thank you.
Reverend Robert Bullock is pastor at Our Lady of Sorrows Church in Sharon, Massachusetts.